The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour, mostly Radio Wars. And then we got into music. Which, it's funny because I was thinking, all right, the two bands that I like that I consider new bands, and I mentioned Shinedown, they're 18 years in now.
Yeah.
And Blackstone Cherry is another one that I love. Formed in 2001. I mean, that's
16, 17.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, those aren't new bands anymore.
There's not a lot of new bands out there that aren't good.
And that's why I was talking about Steel Panther on the text line. They were formed in 2000, and I don't really like parody bands. I've seen them a couple times. They're fun, and they put on a good show. But once you've seen them once, yeah, you don't need to ever see them again because you've heard all the jokes. But yeah,
and then there's another dude out there called Barnes Courtney. Who he's really good too. And he played at Carbach, like when they had that show a little while back.
Yeah.
Man, that dude blew the doors off the place. I mean, he was really good. He was better than Blue Oyster Cult, Fred.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He stole the show.
Yeah, I haven't seen them now in about 6 years, and I know they've had a bunch of lineup changes and stuff. But I've seen Blue Oyster Cult probably 15 times. But the last time I saw him was Sam Houston. It may have been 7 years ago. It's just kind of like, okay, I've seen him enough. I don't do many concerts anymore unless it's somebody I really want to see that I haven't seen. Or if it's, you know, one of our local guys having a concert, I try to go to those when I can. But I'm too old for that stuff. I've had my ears into amplifiers since I was about 8, so I don't really think I need to be doing that anymore. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We'll squeeze in some calls this hour. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So make sure when you call, text, tweet, do whatever, you put odds on it. Can I give a little shout-out to my wife today who passed her citizenship test?
Oh, congratulations to her.
So she has to wait until March 15th, I think, to do her.
Did she come here legally, or is she a dreamer?
No, she came here legally. She went. Actually, it was a hell of a lot more difficult, even with us being married, to get her a green card than it was for her to get her citizenship. So... but she passed the test, and it's funny because I've been quizzing her on the questions, and they're not really very hard, and you have to get 6 out of 10.
Does the eagle have, is he bald or does he have hair?
No, it's stuff like name the current president.
Oh, that's
now there's some that's like, okay, so what, and one of them was who was the president during World War I. I think she got that one. And then one was Dwight Eisenhower was president. What war was he a general in? Stuff like that.
Okay.
Name one American Indian tribe.
Okay.
How many constitutional amendments are there?
Okay.
Which I didn't know. I didn't remember until I quizzed her.
Yeah.
27.
Okay.
How many seems like
a difficult question.
Yeah. Well, but if you've studied it, it's not a problem. And we went over it a bunch.
Yeah. But I became a citizen. I never had to learn that.
Well, no. Well, you probably learned it. You just forgot it because you didn't need to know it.
No, that's true.
Okay. Like, so how many people are in the House of Representatives? That was one of the questions.
I know this because I just saw the votes on the Russia sanctions that they didn't care about. There's 100 in Congress.
No, there's 100 in the Senate.
Oh, yeah, 100 in the
Congress
Senate.
Is both of them. I've been relearned on this.
100 in Senate, and the House has, it's way more than 100.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
435.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But she got the first 6 questions I asked her, so she didn't have to do all 10.
Oh, good.
And basically they ask you can if you can they ask you about how your English is. So she had to write something in English. I told her to make sure you don't put the damn extra U in it like you damn Canadians in English do.
My favorite cooler.
Yeah. Oh jeez. A boot. Yeah, don't drop any of boots.
But, right.
But you know, because she had all her stuff done and so it was real easy. It took her about 20 minutes, and so now all she has to do is do the oath, which I think will be March 15th.
Okay.
So we'll probably have a little party there.
She'll be sworn in.
Yep. So she'll be merkin.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Does she have to get a tattoo, like an America tattoo?
No.
That's what I would do if I were her. USA. She has to stop cheering for Canadian teams.
Nah, she's keeping her Canadian citizenship, too. She's going to be a dual citizen.
That's garbage. I don't like that. I feel like you should have to choose.
Well, I think if we go to war with Canada, she's going to have to choose.
Right.
And if she chooses Canada, I have to kick her out.
What if she gets put into one of those, like if we, what did they put the Japanese people into during World War II?
Internment camps.
Yeah. What if there's a Canadian internment camp?
Yeah, well, I'll miss her.
Would you try to break her out?
No.
You better not. I'd call you treasonous, and I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, I know. I don't want that. No. If that happens, then sorry, you're in. Mr. Gray says, guess I'm getting deported. I don't know any of that crap. But the thing is, like, I knew about 75 of the questions the first time we went through. The others I kind of remember, like who's the Chief Justice. I couldn't tell you until I had to study that for
right.
John Roberts, but I didn't know. So, but I did know there were like stuff like there's 9 Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
And what is the highest court in the land? Well, that's pretty easy. But
the super Supreme Court.
It'd be kind of fun. You know what I should do? I should get her booklet and bring it in here and see how many of these we can answer.
I would play that game.
That'd be kind of fun. I'll do that.
They should ask her about like, I don't know. I feel like they should ask her some things about like that have nothing to do with government, but. Like, ask her some sports questions and, like, some questions about things that Americans care about, like fast food.
Yeah. What's the best fast food in Texas? You should be able to know that.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they should have her take, like, the Pepsi challenge where she tastes Pepsi and Coke, and if she can't tell the difference, strike one.
But she's... She's now official, and
the Tide Pod challenge she could do.
Oh no, I don't know.
No.
Well, you know she has been
if she does it, just be like, dude, you're deported.
You know what? She has been a little irritating lately. Maybe the Tide Pod challenge isn't a bad idea.
There's one thing that we do. This is sort of like officially make you an American.
Steven says that would be the friendliest, most polite internment camp ever. It's like, oh geez, you think I could have a hamburger?
Hey, are you hosers gonna let us out of here?
Hey, could we watch some hockey, eh? Half of the Blackhawks are in here, eh? okay, so I'm going to do that. I hope she still has the thing, but I spent the whole weekend quizzing her on it.
Okay.
So there's 100 questions.
100?
Yeah, but you only have to answer 10.
You have to get 6 out of 100?
No, you have to get 6 out of 10. So they pull 10 of the 100 questions and ask you this.
At random?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. So it was...
That's tough. Jong, did you have to pass this?
No, I was young enough to where my parents got me to be a citizen without having me to take
the test. You're so lucky. Your parents probably had to do this test, though, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And they're citizens now?
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
I feel like you should be able to get at least 7 out of 10 to be a citizen, not 6.
Times have changed, man. 60% passing these days.
I'm with you. I honestly would say 8 out of 10.
Like, that happened
because
to me.
These questions, if you study them, they're not hard.
That's when, when I was in school is when it went from you had to have a C or better to pass to where a D was passing. Like, D's were good enough to get through when I was in school, which was nice. It was a nice change. It's like, it's one of those things where, like, there's sometimes that works out for you and sometimes it doesn't. Like, imagine, Fred... I don't know when the drinking age changed from 18 to 21.
It worked out perfectly.
Did it affect you?
Well, yeah, because it was 18, and then they changed it to 19, and that's when I turned 19.
So it followed you?
It followed me. Well, I turned 19 right before, so I was legal at 19, and then when they changed it to 21, I had just turned 21.
Yeah, imagine you're on your 18th birthday, you're like, oh, I can finally drink, and then they're like, we changed it. It's 21 now. Oh, that's brutal. So, but this is different. I mean, it's like, for me, it was like, hey, we just lowered the standard on you. Good luck.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Have we talked any sports at all?
No.
I like it.
What do you want to talk about? James Harden scored many, many points last night. He was great. The rest of the Rockets sucked, but it didn't matter because James Harden was so great.
I didn't realize Calvin Murphy still had the record for most points by a Rocket.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
You learn something every day.
There you go.
Okay, there's Tracy, I think Tracy scored 60, but he was with Orlando.
Well, that doesn't count.
I mean, it doesn't count. But
I remember Mike Newland scoring a whole bunch, like 55 maybe, but I didn't realize that Akeem never did that.
Or Katino Mobley.
Or Stevie Franchise.
Right.
Quick break. It's a Blitz
on ESPN. Or Brent Price.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, I found this test online.
I was in here with Lance. We were discussing the worst people in Houston radio.
Yeah.
It's a good list.
You guys agree on number one?
We do. I don't know. I've got some others.
Yeah?
There's a strong list. There's some strong contenders.
Okay. Well, I found this quiz. You want to try a few of these?
The citizenship test?
Yeah, I have the 100 questions.
Let's do it.
What is the supreme law of the land? This is from the category Principles of American Democracy. I want to see.
Is it talking about the Constitution?
It is talking about the Constitution, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that is right. So, John, would you have gotten that one right?
Sorry, what was that again?
What is the supreme law of the land?
Oh, yeah, Constitution.
Okay, so if you're playing at home, keep track and see how many of these you can get.
Okay.
What does the Constitution do?
Oh man, there's three or four things.
There's three answers. You only need one.
One is like protects rights
of Americans.
Like
protects the basic rights of Americans is correct. Sets up the government, defines the government would also be correct. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
We the people.
Yeah. Okay, so far you guys are kicking ass. What is an amendment?
It's an add-on to the Constitution.
Now you can say a change or an addition. Either one would work.
Okay.
So that's correct.
An add-on is like an addition.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm giving you credit.
So when she's answering these questions, are they multiple choice or she has to write them in?
No, she has to. It's an oral test. You have to answer you guys are doing.
Oh, this is a challenge.
There are some tougher ones. The Constitution you guys are doing. Although I have to say, like I did a test for the Canadian one when we were going to move up there.
Uh-huh.
And I got like 50%. So
it's tough.
It was a lot harder than this. But then
you didn't take Canadian history.
No,
in
but
high
I grew up with all this. I should know it.
Right.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
The Bill O'Reilly's.
Correct.
Did you say Bill O'Reilly?
Yes, he did.
The Bill of Rights.
Yeah, Bill of Rights. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
Speech.
How many amendments does the Constitution have?
20-something.
Yeah, it's 27. I didn't know until I was quizzing her on that. I couldn't have answered that. I'm not going to lie. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
Announced our freedom from Great Britain.
Correct. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's correct. You only needed two of those. You could have gone with liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, all right.
John, how are you doing with these?
I think maybe one or two off from AJ.
Okay.
What is freedom of religion?
It's kind of self-explanatory. Yeah. It means you can either practice whatever your religion you want, or you don't have to practice any religion at all.
The exact wording is you can practice any religion or not practice a religion.
You don't have to participate.
Yeah. What is the economic system of the United States?
Capitalism.
Capitalism. Some of these are kind of silly to me. What is the rule of law?
Is that like no man is above the law?
No one is above the law.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be sexist.
Sorry.
Name one branch or part of the government.
Judicial.
Legislative.
Both correct. Also Congress, President, Executive, the courts.
I could look some of this stuff up, but my computer's been updating now for 15 minutes.
This way you don't have to look them up and you can't cheat.
Yeah, I know. This is very difficult.
Right. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Checks and balances system.
Correct. Who's in charge of the executive branch?
Donald.
Well, the president, yeah.
Right.
Who makes federal laws?
Congress.
Congress. But you guys are killing this. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress?
As we just discussed, the House and the Senate.
Yeah. How many U.S. senators are there?
100.
We elect a senator for how many years?
Ooh.
Is it two?
No. It's not two? I think it's six or eight. I vote six.
Six is correct. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators now?
Ted Cruz.
The House of Representatives has how many voting members? We already talked about this earlier. It's 435.
I already forgot, so I'm glad you answered that for me.
435.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, we elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
Not as long. That's either two or four. Maybe right about two.
Two is correct. Name your U.S. representative.
I don't know.
Sheila Jackson?
I know she's ours. I don't. I think so.
You have to name two or one?
No, just one.
Okay.
Who does a U.S. senator represent?
The people from their state?
Yes, that's correct. Why do some states have more representatives than other states?
Population.
They have more people.
That's correct. We elect these are just easy. We elect a president for how many years?
Four.
In what month do we vote for the president?
November.
Oh, this is great.
What is the name of the president of the United States now?
Donald Trump.
What is the name of the vice president of the United States now?
Mike Pence.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
Mike Pence.
Well, the vice president, actually, is the answer, but that would be correct.
All right.
Donald has renamed a position.
Yeah, yes. If both the president and vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
The Speaker of the House.
Who is that right now?
Paul Ryan. Yeah.
Okay. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military?
The president of the United States.
Who signs bills to become laws?
The Donald.
The president of the United States.
Who vetoes bills?
The Donald.
All of the above. Yeah. See, he does everything.
It's like all of these are the president. So this is the easy stretch. Okay, what are two cabinet-level positions?
Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Commerce, the Attorney General.
Yeah, you got them. You're good. There's a whole bunch of them. Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Education, and Energy. So you got that. What does the president's cabinet do?
Advise the president?
Very good.
No, they do nothing.
Well, in this case, they do nothing.
Yeah, they have rich families who Trump owes a favor to.
All right, what does the judicial branch do?
They deal with everything that has to
do with
the law.
Yeah.
Reviews laws, explains laws, decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Yeah.
Exact answers. What is the highest court in the United States?
The Supreme Court.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Nine.
Who is the Chief Justice?
As you told me, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, I mentioned that one earlier.
I didn't know that one, though, honestly.
I didn't either until I was quizzing her. So, under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one power of the federal government?
Ooh.
You have four possible answers.
Start a war?
Declare war is one of them, yes. Correct.
What are the others?
To print money.
Okay,
To create an army. To make treaties.
Okay.
Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one power of the states?
Weed.
Yeah. Well, it used to be.
That is not correct, but thank you.
Like the police.
Police is a good answer. Yeah, private schooling.
Or getting a driver's license.
Schooling and education, police, fire department, driver's license, zoning and land use. Who is the governor of your state now?
Gregory Abbott.
You'll never get this one. What's the capital of your state?
Houston.
Yeah, I think it
Waco.
It's one of those.
And then some of these, man, like what are the two major political parties in the United States? Are you kidding me?
Democrats and Republicraps.
Libtards and alt-right.
Yeah.
Libtards and Nazis.
Yeah. What is the political party of the president now?
Nazi, Republican.
There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them.
Like black people can vote now.
And women?
Women can vote.
Yeah, male citizen of any race, any citizens 18 and older, you don't have to pay a poll tax. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Voting.
Nope, not anymore. voting is
one. Vote in a federal election is the exact phrasing, but that's correct. Name one right only for United States citizens. One right, not responsibility.
Oh.
This is a tough one.
Like you can't run for president if you're not a citizen.
Run for federal office is correct.
Okay.
Also vote in a federal election. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
Perfect. You're doing really well.
So I'm allowed here. They're going to let me stay?
So far, yeah. Jong, how are you feeling?
I think I'm trending like 80, something percent.
Okay,
I think.
All right. Well, let's see how you do with these next few. I'm not gonna do all 100. I'm gonna pull a few random ones here. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
The flag.
You are
the country.
Either one's acceptable. The United States or the flag. What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen?
To obey the law.
The law.
Obey the laws of the United States. Serve in the military if needed.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of good stuff on here. What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
You can vote, and you can run for office.
Yes, both correct. When must all men register for selective service?
18.
I think you've only missed one that I know of.
John Roberts?
Yeah.
The House of Representatives one for sure.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is a
blitz. So I'm a citizen, you're saying?
So far,
I'm
yeah.
We're going to keep this going?
Well, no, I mean, that's 57 of the 100, and you nailed them all but one.
I feel like I'm pretty good here.
I think you're doing all right, yeah.
Unless I miss all the rest of them.
I think he's doing fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 975. Break them.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of people saying that they could, they wouldn't have passed that test.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I probably wouldn't have if I hadn't been schooling around the whole thing.
I think you would have. Like, some of that stuff is
It depends on the ones I got, because I would say, like I said, 75% right off the top, I knew.
Yeah.
And then the others I kind of knew, and I would have probably guessed.
The only stuff that's tough is, like, how many, or, like, the terms for,
yeah.
for senators
yeah, I didn't. I didn't know 6 years. I didn't know that one. I would have guessed four, because that's just kind of my default.
Right.
Let's go right now to Rafael Esparza.
Esparza.
Vegas sports informer with Doc Sports, and we were talking about my bookie and making some plays. And Rafael, big week. Tell me your favorite prop for the Super Bowl.
Ooh, my favorite prop has to be Sunday's big matchup of Barcelona in soccer. You can bet Lionel Messi and Suarez goals compared to Nick Foles' touchdown passes. Nick Foles' pick plus 130, Messi and Suarez goals minus 150. But if you're looking for entertainment, I would say the halftime of Justin Timberlake betting props are really big right now. Will Justin Timberlake cover a Prince song? Just because it is in Minnesota. We all know Prince was born and raised in Minnesota. Yes, minus 120. And if he does perform a Prince song, what song is it going to be? Let's Go Crazy, minus $2.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So what about what gets of the props, what gets the most action? Is it the coin toss? Is it the anthem? Is it something off the field, basically?
I would say the coin toss, the anthem. This year we're getting a lot of action. Will Pink show cleavage when she comes out to sing the national anthem? We're getting tons of action on that. But I would say the coin toss, Tails Never Fails, has won four straight time, looking for five straight winners for Tails. And Tails has won 27 out of 24 head-to-head matchups when you're flipping a coin toss in the Super Bowl. So those two are getting quite a few action.
What is the number on Pink not showing cleavage? Because I'm thinking with this Me Too movement, we're gonna see her covered
up. Time's up.
The nose, I think minus. I think it was. Oh, I'm sorry, it was plus. I think it was a plus $3 last time I saw.
Oh,
I think
wow.
She's gonna. I mean, I mean, she could still wear a sport coat or a jacket over it. I mean, we're not saying she's gonna come out with just a tube top on, but that's how we're clearing it last year. Or in the year Christina Aguilera saying it, she had a jacket on, but it was like a tank top underneath it. So we still had yes as the winner on that.
So the MVP, Tom Brady, big favorite. Do you have a guy you like that's a plus number that might be worth throwing a few bucks on?
If you like the Patriots, I would say Gronkowski. You can get him at anywhere between 5 to 6 to 1. I think he, if the Patriots win, I think he might be that key to of a big game. We know that's Tom Brady's one of his favorite targets out there, so I would think he'd be one. If you're the Eagles, why not Nick Foles? I mean, he torched up Minnesota, had a great game, and Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, maybe Nick Foles can win with the Eagles, and I think if the Eagles win, I think he would have to be a favorable to win the MVP, and you can get him anywhere between 5 to 6 to 1.
And all you have to, if you go to my bookie and just go to the NFL, and it's got all the props lined up. How many props do you think you've actually got on here?
I think right now we're anywhere close to over 700. I'm putting up more cross promotional sports right now. One of the favorite ones I like right now that will be posted probably once I get off the air with you guys is the Greek Freak total points for the Milwaukee Boy Pucks, which they play the New Brooklyn Nets on Sunday versus total points of New England Patriots. That's one that's going to be up there pretty shortly. And then a total Super Bowl points by the Philadelphia Eagles compared to total goals scored in the NHL. NHL has 3 games on Sunday, so those two ones I'm going to be adding pretty soon.
Well, I'm just seeing these, man. There's some fun ones on here. Philadelphia, New England total sacks versus Vegas, Washington total goals.
Especially in Vegas, with the great success the Golden Knights have had and pretty much stolen the NHL Thunder all season long, we put up quite a few prop bets with the Vegas Golden Knights because I think right now, if the Vegas Golden Knights weren't playing hockey, if this was the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, an expansion team doing what they're doing right now, this would lead SportsCenter every night talking about this. But I know it's about the NHL, and NHL doesn't get that much love. But what the Vegas Golden Knights are doing right now in the NHL is pretty astonishing.
Yeah, here's another one I like. Temperature at kickoff in Minneapolis versus Philadelphia, New England first quarter points.
Now, I like that, and I would say take the temperature because we all know New England has not scored a touchdown in any of their first quarter games since Tom Brady and Belichick have been playing in Super Bowl. So it's suspected to be really cold there. I say take the temperature.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports informer with Doc Sports. Follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports, and just went over some of the great stuff on my bookie for this weekend. Rafael, appreciate the time and enjoy the game, my friend.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great rest of the week and enjoy the game.
All right. Hey, I'm looking at one that I absolutely love on here. Rob Gronkowski receptions, -115. San Jose, Carolina total goals, -115. Both those teams are struggling right now. Carolina can't score anyway.
Okay.
Gronk's got to get 6 or 7 catches, doesn't he?
I would think.
Yeah. Minus that's.
Although if you thought that in the AFC Championship game, you would have been wrong.
Well, yeah, because he died.
He might die here.
No, he's not going to die here. He's going to go out there and have a
game. Wouldn't you try to smack that dude in the head?
Of course I would. I'd go right for his head. That's what I would do. But, yeah. All right. People, what about the rest of the quiz? It's online. Somebody goes, who determines what constitutes cleavage? I want that job.
Yeah, that's a tough call. Like, because, I mean, it could just be like,
if you can see a line, technically it's cleavage. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a standard. Can
John,
you see
can
a line?
You look up Pink's bra size on the internet? Because, I don't know. Like, Christina Aguilera is pretty, she's got healthy lungs.
Yeah, she's very busty.
Pink, not as busty. What's it say?
I'm still searching.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would kind of like to know, what the actual standard is for what is cleavage. I always thought of it as if you can see a line.
Yeah. Like, if you've got an A cup, you can't have cleavage. Do we agree on that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, because sometimes in Hollywood, they'll wear those dresses that go like...
If you have that, then you have to basically be right above the nipple.
Right. HealthyCeleb.com says her bra size is 32B.
Mm. Okay. I might lean no. I might lean no.
You're getting a plus number with no.
Yeah.
See, and here's the thing. Maybe parlay that with, is she going to wear Eagles gear? Because if she comes out in Eagles jersey, boom, boom.
I wish that the halftime performance had to be done outside, and then it'd be a lock for no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No one's exposing their cleavage line.
But if the question is, can you see her nipples if she's outside? Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what she's wearing. She could be wearing bear fur.
It would be great if Justin Timberlake would run out on the stage while she's singing the national anthem and pull her dress off.
He's got to do a Prince song, doesn't he?
I think that's pretty much a lock.
Yeah.
I know Chris Stapleton's going to be singing with him as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
That'll probably be like that'll close the show.
Holly says, on behalf of 8.5 cup women, I verify cleavage is possible.
Holly, without Instagram filters.
I'm pretty sure Holly has shown up at events where she's dressed up and there's cleavage.
With your eyes?
Huh?
Yeah. You've seen it with your eyes? Well, yeah. I don't know.
Not like heavy cleavage, but cleavage.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I think it was actually at the gal party. She showed up. She had cleavage.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that. I don't remember. I'm old and I drink a lot, and I don't really pay attention to cleavage anymore. So, oh, well. Have we talked to any sports today?
No.
I'm kind of enjoying this. I mean...
Holly's cleavage is as real as her eyelashes.
Ah, okay. Oh man, I wouldn't get on her bad side. I don't know if you read her thing on Houston Sports and stuff today, but she outed one of the Dynamo guys for being quote sick.
What do you mean?
And missing a game.
Oh.
And instead, he was at a bar down in Galveston that she goes to, getting totally blitzed when he was supposed to be on a.
Oh no.
Yeah, supposed to be on a.
I thought maybe he got in her DMs.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't keep track of those kind of things.
That would have been funny.
Yep, everybody's telling her to prove it. Just go to her Instagram. You'll probably see everything you want to see there. Well, not everything. We did that one time, and she picked up like 100 Instagram followers.
That. What do you think gets you followers?
Well, yeah, I tried that. I didn't get any. I had a bra, showed cleavage. It didn't work. Most people just said, rather follow somebody else.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And I have to tell you, you just heard us talking to Raphael about my bookie. And, man, it was fun going through those prop bets on there, and you could do the same thing. And if you want to get in on any of those, and, guys, it's not like you need to put a bunch of money in there, but if you want to, you can. And if you just want to have something to play on the Super Bowl so you can show your friends, hey, man, I bet on Pink's cleavage. Don't you want to bet on Pink's cleavage? You can do it right now. MyBookie.ag is the place to do it. And if you want to bet the coin toss, the national anthem, any of those things we're talking about, how many sacks you will have or sacks versus goals in the Capitals game, you got that. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. And, guys, it's always more fun when you got action on it, especially got a Super Bowl party going. If you hate the Patriots and you hate the Eagles, this is your way to get into the game. Go to MyBookie.ag, look at all the different bets you can make, and they're even going to have in-game betting, so you got everything at your fingertips. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. That's MyBookie.ag. Visit online at MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED, and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. MyBookie.ag.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, please do. Lots of great stuff on there. Tomorrow's A.J. Hoffman Day, so you want to make sure you tune in for that.
I thought my day is Friday.
Oh, tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah. Damn, for some reason today feels like Thursday. Dude. I'm way off. Okay, so Friday's A.J.'s day. Tomorrow's Granato Day.
Okay.
Among others. So we got a lot of great contributors. If you haven't checked it out yet, please follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And there's really something for everybody. And I don't know if you saw this, but Holly did tweet out some cleavage.
Oh, okay.
See, there is a line. You can see a line in that photo.
A line that's Photoshopped, probably.
I mean, she probably Photoshopped the line in since I made that the standard. But right. I'm just saying, I trust her not to do that. Okay, we have a...
You can't trust women.
Yeah. That's true.
And even then, I don't know if that line is enough to constitute cleavage.
See, but that's my definition. That's what I use. If
that's
I see
like
a line,
not even a line. That's like a it's a tiny little
Jong,
peak.
Jong, what is your thought on that?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well,
did she tag me in it too?
No, she tagged me and AJ in it and H-Town Bammer, who was also asking for it. But that qualifies to me. If that thing's an inch higher, that's not cleavage.
Okay.
But it's not a lot of cleavage. It's a little cleavage. But it's not like cleavage is not something that is, yeah. It's a moving target. Like it can be a lot of cleavage. You can be like, whoa, all the way down to just above the nipple. That's a lot of cleavage. This is a little cleavage.
Okay.
But it's cleavage.
Yeah, it's cleavage.
Yeah, by the definition that we've established here. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is one of those days where I have like four possible gems, so I'll let you guys pick. We have a 12th century samurai sword that was discovered by accident.
No.
We have people in Toronto protesting in a very Canadian way.
No.
We have the first creepy sex doll brothel.
Oh, that's a maybe.
And we have a plane full of plumbers that was forced to land for a very ironic reason.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. This was a flight from Norway. And apparently there were about 80 plumbers on the plane. And hang on, while I call this thing up, because I didn't have it called up. Usually I have the gym called up, but I wanted you guys to pick, right? So now you have to wait for it. So 80 plumbers were on a Norwegian airplane, Norwegian Air, and they were on their way to, well, they were on their way from Oslo to Munich. Okay, that seems like a fairly...
It doesn't seem like it'd be a long flight, right?
Nope. Unfortunately,
get around Europe pretty quickly.
Unfortunately, it got as far as the Swedish border before it was forced to return to Oslo. The problem? There was a problem with the toilets on board.
Mm, womp, womp.
80 plumbers, and you've got a toilet problem, and you can't fix it. So they have to turn around.
Womp, womp.
That's ironic, right?
That is.
Yeah. Apparently, his employees wanted to fix the restrooms. Apparently, there was like, it was the Rorkjop Plumbing Company had sent 85 passengers. I don't know. I guess they were doing a company thing to Munich. They said they wanted to fix the restrooms, but it had to be done from the outside, and we didn't want to risk sending a plumber to work at 10,000 meters. But if, at that height, you could have a parachute, right?
You could.
Well, I guess 10,000 feet. 10,000 meters is a lot more. Okay, the other one.
Give me the one about the sex doll brothel.
Sex doll brothel? Yeah, I figured you'd like that one.
Yeah, I like that.
apparently, a brothel in Paris. And you know what? I wonder if this
Why are the Euros always ahead of us? They're always ahead of us in this game.
Well, except for shaving their pits. But France's first sex doll brothel has opened in Paris. And the sex club has several rooms, and customers are offered the services of a silicone model instead of a prostitute. Is that a workaround, like, here? Would that be legal? You sell somebody time with a sex doll?
I think that would be allowed.
I'm just wondering. Somebody could have to explain the law to me. But it apparently comes after Britain's first sex doll brothel opened.
I mean, it'd be like, it's no different than renting a chainsaw from Home Depot, I suppose.
I kind of think so. But you know, but this would be like having a place where you could go and use the chainsaw, and then you leave.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it could present a problem.
This is spreading all over Europe. There's one in England, there's one in France, and now Amsterdam had a pop-up sex doll brothel. So, apparently, this is a thing over there. And most of these are pretty creepy looking.
Is this like Westworld?
No, they're not even that quality, because I hate to break it to you. Jong and Westworld, those were real actors, real human actors.
Yeah, I get that.
These are not... These are not robots, though. These are just sex dolls.
Whole show is ruined for me.
They're well put... Well, I have to say, one of these sex dolls has got, like, Morgana breasts. I mean, it's just monstrous. But, I mean, they're not cheap. These are, like, $5,000 to $6,000 sex dolls. So...
It's a high price. Hmm.
Computer and business scientist Oliver Bendel, who deals with questions of IT and machine ethics, says it will remain a niche. In the meanwhile, sex toys are openly discussed, but love balls and dildos are not left everywhere in plain view. And where do I hide a sex robot from my partner? So that would be the hardest thing. Now, is if you're going to own a sex robot, how do you keep your wife from finding out about it?
It's hard.
Because I don't really...
In the old days, your sex doll, you could deflate and fold up.
Right.
And put it in the bottom of your sock drawer.
But this is taking the step from sex doll to sex robot.
Right. They don't fold up.
In the old days, if you had a...
Although if someone would start up that technology...
Ooh, that might work. Yeah, that's the thing.
Like if it could fold itself over and over until it's like the size of a Rubik's Cube. And then you could take... Like that could be like you could carry it on in your luggage. And, yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but
the technology will come, Fred.
But if there's a real sex robot, like in the old days, if you had a side piece human being, you'd put her up in an apartment, right?
Yeah.
Do you really want to spend money on an apartment for a sex robot?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. Because I don't really have a place in the home where I could hide it. I mean, I have places where I could hide it, but she goes in those closets, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should wait. Well, you could keep it in your trunk.
Yeah, but she uses a car a lot.
Does she use the trunk?
Yeah, she does. She puts stuff in there all the time.
I don't know what to tell you. Get a storage unit. A storage unit that you use only for sex.
Do you really want to go? Well, if you fix it up nice.
Yeah. So what are you going to put? Put some lighting in there?
Yeah.
Some mood lighting so you don't feel as
imagine
as
the storage,
clinical and
the storage
gross.
Guys that were like, hey, but that guy sure comes here a lot. He checks on his stuff every day. Twice a day. What the hell? All right. Hour number two in the books. I'm pretty sure that we're going to stay off the rails for the at least part of the remainder of the show because that's what we do. When we come back, will we be on Sports Map 94.1, John?
What's that?
Are we going to be on Sports Map 94.1 or is there
yes,
something?
Yes, yes.
All right. There you go. Quick break. It is The Blitz, currently on ESPN 97.5.